Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Trans Denial. When doing hypnosis, the purpose is usually to go into trance. Sometimes this is done by relaxation, using my voice in a certain way. Sometimes this is done with fractionation, waking you up and making you go back down again. Other times, it is a game of resistance, where you want to go into trance, but you pretend that you don't want to, with the eventual result that there's a little push and pull until you eventually fall deep. But not now. This is something a little different. It's dangling the carrot in front of you and yoinking it away just before you get it. It is teasing you with a smile or with something serious. It is a tonal shift, an up and a down. But not yet, not anywhere near the depth that you would want to have. See, hypnosis is really nice. Being in a trance, either being guided or told what to do, is incredibly relaxing. And simply staring mindlessly at whatever you're looking at while you're listening to these words, sort of daydreaming away on how nice trance could be. But no. Not yet. See, I know how to get you into trance. I know which words to say and how to say them to induce the most lovely, leisurely, deep, delightful trance. But I'm not. And you know it. And that frustration will only grow. Then again, maybe it is a different form of trance. Maybe instead of making you go into a deep, blank, empty state, I want you frustrated, focused on the frustration, on how it pulls your attention to the lack of trance, to that sad feeling of not getting the empty mind that you've been promised, or wanting, almost needing. It's like your body is just jittery and fidgety and wanting to let go. It would like nothing more than hearing a countdown or a trigger or a snap of my fingers or some soft movements that distract your mind. A slowing rhythm to wake you back up, to tease you because it was so close. So easy, so trivial for me to do anything, to pull you down or push you up. Well, I know you'd like me to put you into trance. Maybe you want me to just read something completely irrelevant in that tone of voice, where you don't even listen to the words anymore, you just sort of drift away, soft, whispered words that allow you to almost fly in your imagination, drift, and then become aware again, just shy of that really nice deep trance you crave. What's interesting is that by now you may realize that I'm very expertly toying with your unconscious, bouncing it up and down at my leisure. Maybe you like that kind of thing, knowing that somehow you're being manipulated in a way that you cannot control, even though it is frustrating. Then again, that frustration, is it your own or is it created? Has it been given to you? Or is your desire to go deep into trance, to float down and letting go of everything, just lower, relaxing, almost blank? And somehow it's like you can't, like you know you shouldn't do something until I say so. I wonder what noise you're making right now, what little sounds of frustration and stress escape from your lips. Did you know that they are also forms of trance? When you are frustrated, you are very focused on the thing that frustrates you, incredibly aware of how every little detail of the trance denial is just so incredibly aggravating, almost angering in its frustration, building up somehow to a kind of control that it has over you. How easily would you be able to let it go? Then again, why are you here? You knew what was going to happen. You knew that this would be a journey of manipulation, up and down. I could count down, of course, and the relief when I finally say the word that would just let you let go would feel so good. But is that too easy? 9, 8, 7, oh no, wait, I shouldn't count like this. It should be a nice countdown, slow and teasing, tempting you with tantalizing promises of deep trance. A gentle cadence, a wonderful woven phrasing of warmth that cools your thoughts. 10. And then slowly leading you. 9. Into a deeper and deeper. 8. To wake you right back up again. The wake didn't even happen. 5. So very relaxed. Wake. 4. Or not, and just let go even more. 3. ready to be denied, to let it happen. Wake. I know, you were so close, it would have been such a relief to go into trance. You're probably one draw. And then there is the quiet, the calm, the wonderful letting go. Even though you know that at some point I will probably wake you again, and waking is the last thing you want right now, isn't it? So what I'm going to do is I would like you to resist the wake. Try your very hardest to stay in trance and to hold on to that wonderful relaxing feeling, even when I tell you to wake. Oh, that's even more frustrating. You know what? I'll just help you to drop right back down. And for good measure, I'm going to count down once more, without any interruptions, as a reward for you dealing with the denial. 10. So relaxing. 9. As you let go. 8. Finally allow. 7. To really go deep. 6. Enjoying the rest. 5. Falling deeper. 4. Just dropping deep. 3. So very nice. 2. Let it happen. 1. And sink deep as you drop and let go in a way that makes the frustration you felt before intensify the trance you have now, as everything is finally ready to let go. It feels so much nicer to have had to fight for it. To let go and drop deep. And in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can really enjoy staying in trance a lot longer. Otherwise, you will find yourself awakened. Perhaps. Little frustrated. So I hope for you that my voice will follow and you can enjoy this for a while longer. Let's see what will happen.